Halachas Mamachek. So again, Mamachek is about smoothing. So the Av Malacha of Mamachek, like the Shech always points out, is that you have a rough surface and you smooth it out. Mimareach is when you smear something on, you're smoothing out on a surface. And so that's the Mimareach.
That's the Tolda.
Right. So the question that we're going to discuss, so this was relevant to, you know, Moshe Feinstein held that brushing teeth is Mimareach.
With toothpaste.
Yeah. And others disagreed with him. It's not shal kayama. It's not shal kayama. It's not thick enough. The pasha pshat in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is that mamareach means that you have a barrel and there's a hole in the barrel and you want to stop up the hole. So you put some thing and you... Yeah, but if you can't stop up a hole, it's too toothpaste, you won't be able to stop up a hole. So then that's our Rav Avadi holds, Rav Avadi Yosef, others. Rav Avadi Yosef held that way. Yeah, but a regular Colgate toothpaste. They held. Pashas says it should be okay. I mean, I grew up with Rav Moshe's Psak, so I don't brush my teeth on Shabbos. But
you could brush it without toothpaste.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm talking about
the right way.
The right way. Yeah. You know.
You
actually
speak with the
bristles. No, Pashas says it's not absorbed in the bristles.
Or didn't Moshe say also when you brush your teeth, it's a problem with washing it after you've done?
Right, I heard that. I don't know
if that's emotion. Pashas,
that's
not
hachana. What
kind of hachana? The bristles are not like a baguette thing. There's no absorption.
Why is it not hachana?
So the Yisod in hachana, let me tell you this. Yisod of hachana. There's a tshuva from the Marshag, the Talmud of the Maram Shek. And it gives you a very important yesod about hachana. Hachana means when you do something on Shabbos to save time after Shabbos. Say I want to eat the meal, so now we're changing the clock. It's going to be a long Shabbos afternoon. So and the Motzei Shabbos is going to be very short. You know when you have the so wouldn't it make sense? I'll spend an hour or two in the afternoon, and this way I don't have to do it Motzei Shabbos. So that's a chana. But if you're doing something, not because you want to save time, it's just you're doing it because that's either the derech or that's the, you know, it's not available on Motzei Shabbos. I mean,
and
the case
you want to keep, you want to clean, you don't want dirty dishes to lie around.
Yeah.
You don't want.
Yes, you can take the dishes and put it in.
You don't like the dishes.
Right. So then put it in the.
Like a dirty brush lying around.
Right.
It's
so.
Not sanitary.
Right.
Not because you want it for you.
Yeah. Right. You know. So then that's not hachana.
Why would it be hachana, but in a tzricha legufa or something like that?
In other words, the case that the Marshag was talking about was. Okay. The case of the Marshag was we just digressed a little bit about to Inyanei Hachana. So the case of the Marshag is that the Yidden used to go to watch the Chaliva, so it should be Chol Yisrael. So the question was, they were doing the chaliva. The guy were doing the chaliva on Shabbos. they weren't doing it on Motzai Shabbos. So if you don't go, and then they would pick up the milk Motzai Shabbos. But if you wouldn't go on Shabbos to watch the Chaliva, then you wouldn't get the, you couldn't get the milk. So it's not that you're doing it because you want to save time. You would go on Motzai Shabbos, but they're not offering it on Motzai Shabbos. So that's not called Hachana. That's the state of the Marshak. And Hachana is dafka when you're doing something to save time on Motzai Shabbos. Well, Rav Abayi told me once, he thought, whenever you do something, derech tashmisho bekach, like, you finish eating the matzah, and then you put it back in the thing, in the cupboard. Yeah, that's not hachana. That's why he thought also folding a talis on Shabbos after davening. So there's two shailas about, is that called, liban? So many poskim hold from Yishonim that the way we fold today is not a question of liban, but the shayla is it hachana? Yeah, so it's a type of liban.
Why is that whitening?
Okay, that we did that. You have to listen up. You'll hear from. But he thought, and b'chad hachana, he thought no, that. That's the derech tashmish. When you finish using something, it's like when you're learning, you don't have to leave all the svarim. You can, if you finish a sefer, you can put it back. You don't have to dafka keep it on the table. But that's the derech tashmish b'kach. Rav Yosher ben Soloveitchik, he thought that no tachana. That's why the only time the shechta quote from Rav Yosher ben Soloveitchik, the only time he felt his talus was when. Kol Nidre, right? Kol Nidre,
right.
Because Kol Nidre is the only time that you use your talis at night that you're going to still need it for when, for the next morning. But any other time you're going to use your talis, you're not going to use it until the next week. So that's Hachana. The only time it's not Hachana, that's what he was Kol Nidre. But
Rav
Avadya Yosef permits brushing your teeth. Yeah.
And you might get an aliyah Shabbos afternoon.
Yeah, but usually you don't use your own talis. These are the shul's talis. No, I tell people that they can brush their teeth on chatchila on Shabbos, even though I personally don't, but it comes out this time of year where some women want to go to the mikveh on Motzai Shabbos. When we keep make Shabbos early, they want to go after the meal. On Shabbos, Friday night. But they make early Shabbos, and they're going to go after the meal. So normally, you don't eat basa before you go to the mikvah, but as soon as mitzvah, the poskim say it's mutter, but still, you got to take out there, you got to clean out.
Right.
So then I'll tell women they can brush their teeth with toothpaste on Shabbos, and they can go to the mikvah after the meal. Okay, but what we're going to talk about today is miruach ba'ochlin, right? In other words, we know we do this all the time. You take bread and butter, and you smear the jam on the.
On Shabbos,
what?
Bread and butter?
Bread and butter on Shabbos. No, shalashudas, face, shalashudas. Talk this prayer. We went to Karen Briavna. So in Karen Briavna, they had a special chocolate spread that they made in the yeshiva. It was a unique, not the type that you just bought in the stores. They made this special chocolate spread, because in Karen Briavna, the old days with Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was alive. So the minhag was that they would daven Shabbos morning, 7 o'clock, or part of the either 6:30 or 7 o'clock, depending on what type of the year. And then after davening, they would have kiddush, they would wash. Like 9 o'clock in the morning, they'd wash. We'd have a milchik thing, they'd wash. Yeah. And then the Rosh Hashiva would would give a shir, usually Pirkei Avos, and then we'd have mincha, and then we have Shal Shunis 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They'd have the big lunch was the fleishik meal that was Shal Shunis.
Isn't it a Gemara that the main suda should be the first Shabbos day suda?
Yeah, Kovid Yom. So we had Kovid Yom. We had Kovid Yom. So at that morning meal, that's when they had it was a famous chocolate spread that they only had in Kerem B'Yavne, because they made it special in the yeshiva. So we're going to see, are Yolari really used that on Shabbos?
Maybe the kids here.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, on Ayin Hamad Beis, Amar Ravavar, Fuda Haiman, the Moloch, Bisra, Chai Mishum Ba'abed. Right? If you salt the basar, Rav Omer ain't ibud ba'oichon. No such thing as ibud ba'oichon. So a lot of things ain't ba'oichon, etc. So the Mordechai on page 2 says ain't ibud ba'oichon mikan Omer ha'olam she'osam tartush shel tapuchim. Mutter lachlikam ve'imhem v'shem v'machet. Jam. Yeah. You could spread the jam. Here. Page 2. You could spread the jam on Shabbos. Ve'imhem v'shem v'machet. She'in ibn v'ochem. So says the Mordechai, not so pashat. V'amikom mokam ein zu raya. Nenucho lo medadakom arhocha ein ibud. V'ochem ha'inim midaraisa. Avu midrabanon yeshibut. Huh? Yeah. So he says that no, that maybe midrabanon is an issa. Yeah. So the question is, if there's an issa, so what does that mean? An issa. So then, is there heter on Shabbos to put peanut butter on your challah? Like challah shudas, they give peanut butter sometimes. So, is there any miruach ba'oichlin, only midaraisa, midrabanan? So we're going to see that there can be different gedarim of what's, Rav Gutman in the same report says that based on the poskim, we'll see that there are three categories. One category is that it's an Isser Drabbanon. It's not an Isser Drabbanon, it's an Isser Drabbanon. One category is that it's not an Isser Drabbanon, but it's Tovol of Bracha. And one category is it's Mutter Lagamrei. So we're going to see what is and then we'll see, really four categories. What is an Isser, maybe there's even an Isser Daraisa. What's an Isser Daraisa? What's an Issa Drabbanan in this Indian? What's an Issa Daraisa? What's an Issa Drabbanan? What's Tavol La Bracha not to do? And what's Mutar Lagamrei? And that's what we're going to show. And then we're going to show something else. So if you look on page 3. So look in the Ramah, 3 lines from the bottom. He says, "Hago, umutar lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos. You could smooth the ochel on Shabbos. V'lo havi b'zeh mishum b'machik. Hoel v'efshon ochlo b'loza." In other words, if you could eat this thing that you're spreading without spreading, so then it's mutter. Because makom hamachmer b'machal shal tapuchim v'chayotze shadarko b'kach tavo lov bracha. In other words, he's saying. So he says like this. Look at the Magen Avraham. Come on, v'efsher ha'im i'efsher lechol b'loze osur. He says, in other words, if something you have something that you don't eat, i'efsher. What do you mean i'efsher? I'efsher. You can eat anything, but it's not the norm to eat it without spreading. So then, if you spread it, so then it's a nisa d'rabban. Clear of Gutman explains. Then it's a nisa d'rabban. But the case of the jam, he's saying, is machal shel tapuchim. So then it is efshar or darko. He says she darko b'kach. It is darko b'kach to. So he says that something that's darko b'kach, then tovolov bracha. Tovolov bracha. So what is that? What does this mean? So I'll show you how he says it over Rav Gutman in his sefer. I'll show you in a second. He says a good word here. On page, yeah, take a look on page 15. Page 15. So first he quotes the Mordechai we saw. Now look on page 16. Then he quotes the Ramah. And that's the Ramah we just saw. He says, Hosif ha'amog Rav Ramal Dvar, v'divir ha'mordechai mashmadi, mi'yef shal ochlo b'lo mi'ruach, osar ha'kol podim mid'rabon. Whereas, if something that you can't eat without mi'ruach, so look what he gives as an example, on the next paragraph, in Nimtza. He says, Nimtza yesh gimel sugin, this is Chaim Kalman Gutman. What? Page 16, he says, Nimtza, yesh gimel sugin m'mareich ba'oichol. Echad machal sheyef shel ochlo b'lo miruach. Kegon, mekachas chocolate. Shemoshchim umchase b'hem kisten mezoinus. The ain't derech lo ochlo a chocolate, elo yedei miruach. In other words, the chocolate spread, you don't just eat chocolate, you don't take a spoon and just, maybe some people do, but it's not the norm. It's not darker b'kach. So it's not darker b'kach, b'zeh osher midrabon al morcho. Oh, so that's Rabbi Rubenstein, you know.
Maybe in that place, it's.
They put on bread.
No, it's darko that we put on bread, but he say since it's only darko to eat it when it's on bread.
So but it's, that chocolate was darko to eat it without bread.
No, so Hitaka would say, then you shouldn't do it. Then number two.
Peanut butter.
Oh, we're gonna get. Yeah, you mean you don't eat peanut? Oh, we'll get to it.
Wait. So if it's the
we'll
norm,
get to that.
If it's the norm to spread it,
it's the norm. In other words, the only time you eat it is when you spread it, and you don't eat it otherwise. We'll get to that question.
Then it's permitted.
So then it's also midrabanan. It's also midrabanan.
We're going to get 2 minutes.
Give me 2 minutes and you'll have the answer.
Okay. So it's durabunim. Why just durabunim? Because it looks like you're actually spreading?
In other words, you're spreading something on and the only way you use it is through spreading.
Okay.
In other words, but I'm leaving out one knetch. That's why the Rav is having a kasha one. So how's this different than peanut butter? But peanut butter also, you only. So. One knetch we're going to leave out, and we're going to explain in 2 minutes. Beis. Machal shenechal b'lo miruach. Go tapuche adom of apple plot. So this is some type of jam or something. V'dech l'marcho. Go to machila.
Is this a tapuch which we saw in the previous?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So memela, this is... It's derech l'marcho, but you can eat it. Some people eat it even.
It's like smearing mashed potatoes on the plate when you serve it. No? See the next line there? Kodem achil al gabei akara.
Yeah.
Putting it on food. Just spreading it to make.
Kodem achil al gabei akara comes over. Yeah. In other words, you're right. It's not even. It's just you're flattening it out.
Right.
to serve that way. And it's eaten b'lom, but you could eat it b'lom b'ruach. In other words, the first case is you don't eat it b'lom b'ruach. Okay, so then you could eat it without miruach, or derech to eat it without miruach. So, but still, you shouldn't be memareichet. But number three, gimel, im einu mechavim shemarchol achliko, rach sheyagia hamachal lemokam harekan. Gon chema ushar dvarim shemarchim al pas motel lechatchila. He says like this: certain things, it's not that I'm interested in the flat, you know, to smooth it out. I just want that every bite of bread, I have some flavor with the bread.
So,
so what's the difference between Alf and Gimel? Because Alf and Gimel, I want to spread it out. I want to have the I want to spread it out. It could be that, you see, let me say, there was the chocolate, the olive that he asked, probably was not the chocolate that we had in Kerem B'Yavdim, because there it was probably similar that you wanted to eat it. But here, like, you make a cake. So dafka, you want to, and you put something on top of it. You want the icing to be smooth, so it, in other words, it looks nice. You're dafka interested in spreading it out. So if you're dafka interested in spreading it out, and you don't eat it otherwise, and you're dafka interested that, in other words, it's two things you need to be aser it. Mm-hmm. You need that you're interested specifically to dafka spread it out, and you also not derech to, like the icing or whatever, you don't eat it stam, it's not derech unless you have a sweet tooth or whatever, it's not derech to, some, like my kids, they just like the icing, they don't throw away the cake, they just want the icing. So that is an issur d'rabbanan. So again, so those are the three klolim he wants to say based on the Rambo that we just learned from Gutman. That if it's something that you dafka want to spread out, you dafka want it to be smooth.
Like coat something.
You want to coat something, exactly. You want it to be spread out nice, and you don't use the coating otherwise, so then it's an issur d'rabbanan. If you something that you spread out, you want to dafka smooth it out, but you could eat it. But the derech is to eat it even when it's not smooth out. In other words, it's eaten. So it's like this type of whereas you serve these potatoes. So it's nice if you smooth it out, but people eat it when it's not smooth out. So you have to smooth, but you dafka want to smooth it out. So then tovo lo bracha not to do it on Shabbos to smooth it out. Because there, you could. The derech is not necessarily to smooth it out. See, the first case, it's dafka the derech is to smooth it out, the spread. But it's not. And the third case is that you're smoothing it out, but it's not like you're so interested in it be a nice smooth thing, like the peanut butter case. You just want that when you're eating it, you want to have the margarine or the butter or the peanut butter. When you eat it, it's enjoyable that every time you take a bite of the bread, you also have that flavor. So that's why you're spreading it out, not because you want the tzura that it's spread out, it looks nice.
You don't want to have the same thing, eating chocolate on bread.
No, so that's what we said, that the chocolate on bread, maybe taka is maybe mutter.
Right.
It's the only taste, not like what I said originally, but like what we said now, Tuchman said, that you want to... Right, same thing. But you want to have the right. You want to cover the cake with a, like Rabbi Tuchman said, with a frosting. So then you dafka want it to be spread out nicely. So then he thinks, and the derech is not to use otherwise. Then he thinks it's takan isser d'rabbanan to do such a thing on Shabbos. So those are the three things. So they have an issur d'rabbanan, you have a tovo lo bracha, mutar l'gabei. Now, he pointed out, that I'll give you a case where it'd be an issur d'oraisa. What's the issur d'oraisa? So look on page 17. He talks about concept of, in other words, if you can be mareach, you know, there's the Ramban here. Take a look on page 7. Page 7, the Ravon on page 7. Kli shehu nokov. You have a kli that has a hole in the kli. Okay. Lo yiten alav shava. You can't put wax. But he adds in v'lo chela v'lo shuma. In other words, even though these are foods, right? These are fats that you eat. But he says, but so that's what Rav Goodman says, but you're not here, you're not using it, but Torah's oichel. That's his yisod. As he explains in page 17 from the Ravon, Rav Goodman says. And if you're not using, even though technically it's an oichel, but you're not using it, but Torah's oichel, then you don't say the din of Eimer Rech Bo
Oichel. It's like,
if you're using it after to give it a color, there's somebody showing that they can. Yeah, right. That's the intent. Right. Well, so now the question is like this. What's the din if somebody had a bee sting? Right? So what's the people used to do? And still do? They would what? No, they would put on peanut butter. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
it would
dry it out.
Yeah. So he says, yeah, on page 17, left side. Miruach peanut butter.
Isn't that
refuah
also?
Yeah, but refuah is mutter when it's a chayla.
Wait, then when is it usher then?
When you're a bari b'mechush ba'alma. So it's basically you're a bari and you have a little discomfort. So then refuah is usher. But if you're a chayla.
A bee sting is just uncomfortable. I mean, unless you're
no, bee sting is more than just uncomfortable. So you want to say like this: we know hilchas harapsal shapsal inya miruach egos shochuk peanut butter. She knows the lerfu al mokum she ikso tzira. You got bit, right? Yeshbo miruach ben haTorah. You want to say it could be miruach ben haTorah. Afshe hu ochel haruuya lachila. It's ochel. And by ochel, we said we had three levels by ochel. But he says this is different because you're not using it, the way Goodman says. It's a food that you're not using as a food. The culture came to know for Shikha Shinaim, Marcho, Al Shetta, Hamaka, Devadai, Havi, Meruch, Din Torah. And there you want it to be on top, you don't want it to be absorbed in. If you mitzvah harbe, you can do it b'acharyat. But he says that could be a din d'oraisa.
Wow.
So if you really mitzvah, then you do kalach hayad, and then
what's kalach hayad?
The shinui.
Wow.
Right. So it would come out that the thing on the challah would be the only on the thing when your mom is spreading it out to be nice. Then that taka could be in the Siddur Rabbanan. But all those things, at least you're using them b'toras oichel, so then you don't get to the doraisa. But when you're doing on the skin, you got a bee sting, then you're not doing it b'toras an oichel. You're just using an oichel to function in another function. So then there could be even doraisa questions, because then true, it's an oichel, but it's, and that's the Ravon. The Ravon said this idea that.
With toothpaste
is worse.
They don't have
so that's,
is there a bun with food or it's committed?
In other words, with food there can be mutar lagamrei, there can be an iser tovah lo bracha not to do it, and an iser derabanan. Three levels within food. But food that you're not using b'toras food, that could be the so what was basically pointing out is there are four levels of this concept of tovah olav mach means it's nice that you get benched by Hashem if you don't do it, but it's not an iser. So in other words, so if you flatten out something, and you dafka want to flatten it out, but you don't necessarily have to flatten it out. You could use it even if it's not flat out. You just chose to flatten out the peanut, the potato, whatever. So then, so tovah lo bracha not to do it.
It appears all the time in halacha, but I don't understand what it means. Tovah lo bracha. Either it's aser or it's mutter.
The chumra that has a basis, but you're not obligated.
Right. The chumra. Right. So
some days that that's the case. We don't paskin like those, but it's
sometimes. But sometimes. Every time you have every time you have to. In other words, because it's close enough to the other case of where your mamish makpid to smooth it out. And there, the Mordechai says it's a nisr the Rabbanah. So the Rambam makes this chiluk. You see, the Mordechai never made that chiluk. Whether I mean, the Mordechai didn't say what the difference between efshar, right, and non efshar, right? The Rambam said this chiluk of the difference between tova efshar la ochlo. Wait, is the Mordechai maybe in a second? On page 2. He does say it really, the Mordechai. He says, "Lachem chamokim yichlachate b'shem don lachos kemoshehin below chalika." So first he didn't make that chiluk, but then he says maybe you can make a chiluk between the svara, but. But the Pashup Shah says, if you want to say it's a Nisad Rabbanan, so there shouldn't be any chilup. Now he wants to say it's Svara, that maybe when you're, you can eat it, Derech is to eat it, even when it's not smoothed out, so that's, you know, that's more kal, because you don't have to smooth it out. But that's a Svara. So he says, but if you want to be Choshish, then never to be Makpi to smooth it out, so Tavol Avarocha, that's why you don't get involved in to be so much on this dakistika chiluk between whether you have to smooth it out, you don't have to smooth it out. The bottom line is you want to smooth it out. So you want to make a chiluk between something you want to smooth out, that your derech is dafka to smooth out, versus something you want to smooth out, even though it's not necessarily the derech to have to smooth it out. So that chiluk is a dakistika chiluk, and maybe you don't have to accept it. So tavol of bracha to just say I'm not gonna get involved in this whole enterprise, you know. It's a, you know, harchaka. Okay. Now one last thing about this topic about smoothing out is using soap on Shabbos, and I'm not talking about liquid soap. I'm talking about a bar of soap. What is the halacha of using a bar of soap on Shabbos? So many people barely will use even liquid soap. You know, they want to super liquefy it, and then chayshish, it's not liquid enough. But we'll see. It's not so posher that even a bar of soap. What's the issur of using a
lotion?
Yes, the company name. The company name.
Dove.
No, because it's a secretion of the Lord Nichalei. Rabbi Vadi Yosef used to give shiurim about this. I wrote about if you go in the snow on Shabbos, and on your shoe on the back there's the company name, and then when you put your shoe in the snow, you put your shoe in the snow, you quite save the name on the thing. So he thought, figured in that that's a secretion of the Lord Nichalei by the Rabbanon, it should be mutter. Well, the deodorant is a liquid.
A stick.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So look in Shulchan Aruch on page 18. Mm-hmm. so the Mechaber says, Mutter lirchots yodav bemursan. You can wash your hands with like a piece of bran. Okay. Then v'asher luchos yodav b'melach v'kolcha came b'boris shekarim zayif v'loshem Ashkenaz.
Wait, what is
morsan? Morsan's like bran. You know, big piece of bran. Bran. Yeah. But that's a separate issue. But what we're concerned is b'boris zayif soap v'loshem Ashkenaz v'bushar. Caleb, why? Shemochal yodav havi noilod, because you're changing the form. So the Magen Avraham says Shemochal yodav shiltegi borim yudalef, and the Magen Avraham kosev deish matirim. The dafka borid v'shelig she'omdim l'mashkin osa. Whereas maybe it's only by Shelag, because that's Omed Lamashkin. This is something that's not Omed Lamashkin, so then maybe that's not part of the Ishtar. Yeah. I mean, it's Omed to become a liquid.
Yeah.
So, in other words, this is a different type of nolad. That nolad is like a something that was a muktza type of nolad. This type of nolad is the gemara. In other words, if a base shenolda means that it wasn't ba'olam and now it's ba'olam, so that's one type of nolad. But then you have this gemara page in Shabbos Nun Aleph of the base on page 21. Take a look. Ve'ein merazkin loas hashelag v'loas habarad b'Shabbos. You can't take snow and liquefy it on Shabbos. So there's a lot of different shitas. Why not? So Rashi says, "Kedeshezuv meimav." Says Rashi, "Mishum de kamoli b'Shabbos." V'dami l'melacha shabori hamayim ha'elu. So that's a different type of. So when you're using the soap. So it's like taking snow and. So that's the Ramah says. So based on that, that's why many people are machped not to use it on Shabbos. But others disagree. And say, take a look in Rav Avadi Yosef on page 19. So he quotes the Ramah. He says, "L'chor yesh l'hayir od b'zed v'schid v'novi mashakos of Ramah she'osa l'chos v'bor shakor zayif." Whereas why did Ramah aser mitam nolad v'lo aser mitam iser memareach? Right, in other words, because you're smoothing it out on your skin. The most recent kind of thing, meruchas b'boros b'shabbos have memareach, machik, amalacha. So why did he say that? In other words, you take the bar soap and you're putting it on, so you're being... So why did and so Chor Yesh Lomar Tanya Tam Shem Dulchoshim Merech El Kishtarch Losu Dover Shemachliku Machu Gan Shavish Al Pia Hadnek of Yosibul Kadarei Mashem Merech Al Yodo Einu Tzarch Lo Einu Rotsa Bekiyuma. He says, see, that's the word. The word is Rotsa Bekiyuma, meaning that like the barrel. It's all the case of the barrel. You have a hole in the barrel and you want to stop up the hole. You want it to stay there. Yeah, you don't want it to stay there. He's putting it on, and then you want to wash it off. So that's not memareach. Memareach means you want something. You want it to be there to stop up the hole. Sure. So he says that's why the Ramah didn't answer als memareach with the soap. He asks it als what? Only als nolid. Nolid. You're netted from the soaps. Fine. I understand, but that's not the malacha. Who says there's an issue to benefit? But you're not wanting to be there. That's the same reason he's makel on toothpaste. The same idea. You don't want anything to stay there.
Well, maybe it's not a shell of nose.
Where? Well, I mean, what is toothpaste? It's the same.
Maybe I don't need a toothpaste. You don't want a shell.
Yeah.
Toothpaste. No.
But then you also have to do it by a dime. Like by the bar soap, you do it by a dime. So that's similar to the. Yeah. Oh. So, but if you look for a second, first two places here. First, look at the Ginas Veradim. Page 23, yeah, he brings it down. He says, "Iker din rechitzas yadayim v'sabon with soap. She'osu mishum nolad, einu mishum she'mishtana maris hamayim nefach l'lovan. It's not because you change the water to make it white. The meaning the chazuzah kagav l'av milsa. The chazuzah doesn't matter. El taima shal isur hu she'betchil hayash sabon evan. It's like a bar of soap. It's like an evan. V'achshem nefach hu v'heol l'mayim." And then and he says that that's based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Ein Raskin is a Shelig. So I have to tell me, Isn't it having Mishum Dolacha? Nira Kibore Birya Chadacha. You're making a different form. Sha'ad Achshav Hayashelig, Achshav Atol Mayim. Omnum Ein Peirushim Bezem Muska Menam Farshav Dachem Peirushim Dein Bezem Tam Ki Isidola V'Ikir Hatam Hadov Mishum Gizeres Chitlas Peirus. That's the Rambam Shita is. That they acid it else. You know, just like they asked in taking pears and, you know, and squeezing fruit. So this is similar to that. The Isur Mishum Mefarek, who told the Dosh. That's the Rambam. And the other sheet is that it's Mishum Moli. I feel that that's how also Mishum Nola, Hanuk Sheinu Messiah, and Spadno Mishum Mishum Chaygavno, Shavsish. Hashel Gotoka Kos, Gotoka Karavain Choshish, Kemish Marim, Spadno Yainu Mim Kos. It's only be a dime. So these are the two reasons. So that's what the Ramah. So the Ravad Yosef makes this diyuk that the Ramah didn't ask him mishum the Mareach. The Mareach he thinks is not Shaykh. Oh, but there's a psak which is could be very mistaber. Take a look on page 25. From one of the Spardish Acharonim, Sholem Hadaya, on page 25. He says, he's discussing the soap, and he says, is it really parallel to the snow? You ketishas hashkedim. The don lochem ktsas. The ashach v'hem kol atavim v'nemar mehidim rishuk shelag. He says rishuk shelag is because the shelag itself has moisture in it. So the three reasons given is the domi lochem peyush Rashi. Because you're making a new form, like the Shefta said, or mishum tzchita like the Rambam. Or mishum molad, nolad kibalat shumas. The gimel tam of mamal shaykh rech bedover lach. She there is a yosef menu mashke. even shem dobel abloch of Rashi boy amayim ha'elu ikad kevin diish mehem leichav al de risuk yotzi b'meru mayim redobel abloch. Even shem schid ikad neimachas sochet yotzi mizeh. Even shem nola nami ikad veimolad amashkim shrei tamuna b'sochel. From hem yaveshim. Whereas he says maybe if the whole thing you start off is not it doesn't have any liquid component to it, then it's not similar at all to schita or molin. For there's no mashke coming out of it.
You're adding the mashke.
There's no mashke coming out, so it's not similar to Maraskin. So maybe even I think he's going to say the Ramos case that soap he had was not the soap we have today. The soap we have today is all dried out. It's a bar of soap. There's no liquid component. The Zeif that they had then could have been something totally different. He says maybe this whole thing is only the Ramah asked it only in a case where the soap had a it was similar to snow type of thing. It was a moist thing. So then it's similar to all these Yisurim and Raskin showing. But if something is totally solid. He says, molded is when the liquid is inside and now it's coming out. And then he says later, "V'chein l'dasa Rashi shetol atam de dovi l'malachim mishum shabori hamayim halolum muvan chol hechad de'ena borei mehem shum mayim kehid dino didon devadi lo havi domel l'malacha." See now, "Hagam shetomer shetgam zahara ika holodik tzah shabori dov rechadosh shabikol v'yushkeidim v'asukar ochal v'yedim rechnasu mashke and he calls devadi l'shayich ela v'taima nebalachum v'shovet v'taima yisru mishum dolon." It can work as a Rav Yosef, it's a little time like a Baal Tshuva. Came to like with a Bereas Mashke. So he says that it's not a new... You're not really... You know, it's just Nimolach and the thing. Like you said, Rabbi Tuchman, the thing is you're just adding on the water. It's not like you're barastic it, so you're making something. You're making it into something new. Some of it comes off and goes into the water.
But it dissolves in the water. You know? It's like if you put sugar in your tea.
Right.
Sugar dissolves.
Dissolves in the water. So therefore what? Therefore maybe it's
completely different from the shellac, which it doesn't...
The shellac, you take the water from the thing out. Here, you're not taking... You're not changing, you know... You're just adding something. So it's a very different... So that's what he's saying, that maybe the whole thing is okay. So therefore he thinks that even solid bar of soap would be okay. And Rav Abadi here on page 26. Says the same idea. He says, when he is 90, כל אינדיה ששחיתה בסובון הוא מלך בדומה צריך להיות באופן כזה שאתה סוקטו הוא מוציא משקה וזה בור שאין שייך בכלל בסובון הוא מלך שלנו שהוא יובש לגמרי כפי שנשכות במפיר רמבן סייד לשומן אין ישראל סוס וסולום שם דהבי אוכל ביקר גם אחר סיין לא שי משקה כי אין ישראל בסובון שלנו שרי אוכל ביקר ועדי לאחר שנומס אין לא שי משקה סיין המשקה ועוד יוסף מזה, לכל דובר הנצחת הוא עצמו נעשה משקה, מה שאין כן בסובר דו, הסובר עצמו לא נעשה משקה, אלא מסער עם המים, like you said, the mayim is the משקה, the sobor doesn't become a משקה, some of it comes off and gives a... Yeah, so Mela, he thinks that...
So you can say that our self and their self is different.
Right.
He's saying with Melech it would be the same. Salt is the same today as it was then.
So salt.
different types of salt.
Yeah, I understand, but they're all salt. Salt's dry. Some,
maybe I think they have salt.
I don't know how to mine salt. Maybe they.
It's been around Friday. I have someone who works in the olive industry. The olive industry.
Then
that
creates
them.
Like,
there's all different kinds of.
Yeah, yeah,
there's all different kinds of salt.
The olive is smaller than the biggest.
Yes, what do they say? Say some.
You're not such a learned person, so yeah. I don't think they could address the issue of kazasin. I'm just curious what kind of...
The specialty store, you can see different types of jars. Big ones like this.
The small one.
I know what kazasin is, half the size of that.
No, the biggest one is bigger than an avocado.
Yeah?
Yeah, but your mom is bigger than the Chazanisha Shir, way bigger than the Chazanisha Shir.
Yeah.
So I posited, but they weren't really...
what'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Maybe the olives which they had at the time of Chazal were different, you know.
Yeah, I mean the sheet of the Goyim is the reason why the Torah gives us a shear based on Zaysim, this, so you can follow what it is in your generation. So you'll always have a.
Zaysim is a minimum. So the svara is that most people would be eating more than Zaysim. You're going to say that Zaysim is 2/3 of a matzah.
Right. So then that's
ridiculous.
Right.
Slifkin.
Yeah.
He made one point that I thought was Eisenhower. Yeah. All of the Spanish guys wrote Kazayas, so they didn't explain more than that. It's only the Ashkenazim who had never seen the Kazayas because there was no transport at that time.
Yeah, maybe the Kazayim were confused because they only saw their local olives.
They mentioned. No, it doesn't grow in Europe.
Okay, so this is the last Nakuda that I wanted to talk about is the Beruch Ba'Ochlin, right? And the idea of the soap. So Beruch Ba'Ochlin, we said the four hechitimses of Beruch Ba'Ochlin. That if it's you're not using it, Bataris Ochlin can be a deraisa like the bee stink. And then the three other cases are when you dafka want it, bad you, then the derech is dafka to do it that way. Then that can be this the rabbanon like the spread on the mezainis. The bee stink it can be a shayla of a deraisa. Because you're using it, you're not using it with Torah circle. So that's what you want to say. So if you really need it, you can do it Kalach Yad. The Ravon says that the case of the barrel is not only Shava, but it's even Chalev and Shuman, even food. So that's what they point out that. That because, as Rav Gutman pointed out, was it's food that you're not using in Bataris food, that it doesn't have the coolers of food. And then we spoke about the Ramuah about soap. About why does the Ramuah Asir Bisham Nolad, why does the Asir Bisham Mareach, the Rav Avad Yosef's question. And then was he talking about the soap of today, or was he talking about only a soap that was really a liquidy thing, that sort of like snow of today?
If it's a liquid, then it's more.
Yeah, so then then it's similar to the case of the Gemara about Maraskin Shalik. But if it's a totally solid thing, then maybe the whole thing doesn't. That's Farnish going, the Udvar Sholem points out.
The Shalik is. So under what Malacha is the Shalik? It would be.
It's an Issa Derabbanim. So the question is,
under which one? Under Nolad?
Nolad, Molid, it's a Gzeirah to squeezing an orange.
It's not Mimra.
Right. Mareach wasn't. That the Ramah didn't even mention Mareach, Lagami, the soap. That was the Rav Avad Yosef's kasha. Why didn't ask him for Mareach? He says, because it's not even Mareach. You're putting it on, you're taking it off right away. So many people are machmir, but there are these svaras that these svaras to say that it doesn't apply. So if somebody does it, you can't call them an avariant.
So I'm not saying that
certain things people do, you can call them an avariant.
Stuff that the Ramah is talking about, right? So we assume that it has some kind of liquid in it that you are bringing forth
by
smearing it on you.
Right.
But, and that's why it's like the shellac.
Right, right. And as opposed to the our soap, it's all dry.
Right, our soap is dry. But, and even our liquid soap, you're not bringing out the liquid, it's already in liquid.
Right.
So that's...
Right, some people are, you know...
Is he saying that it's better if it's a bar soap and not a liquid soap, or?
No, he doesn't think it's better, but he's saying that he thinks that even maybe a bar soap should be okay. But the liquid soap is not. Again, if you don't hold from this kula of that's not shal kayama, like Rav Moshe obviously didn't hold from that because he was machmir on the toothpaste. So the toothpaste, you know, it's not like a barrel. You put it for 2 seconds and then you rinse out and it's gone. So if he's machmir for that, then he's be machmir for the soap also. So that the kasha is, so why did Ramon not say kasha, what would Rav Moshe say for the Rav? Why did Ramon not say that? That it's also mamareh. But if you don't hold from this, then you don't have to say. Okay, so now we've completed the malacha of the machik, and whichever amount of shiurim we'll be able to have before Pesach will be a Nani Pesach. Next week, we as I said, we're talking about schnapps on Pesach. Schnapps on Pesach. I think it's very important. Shiur, schnapps on Pesach. Yeah, well, Purim we did the drinking on Purim. We did drinking on Purim. Now we're going to do schnapps on Pesach. And we'll see what else we get to do.
Thank you.
And then after Pesach, we'll go with the next malacha. A very important malacha, mechatech. Mechatech, very important malacha. We'll see. Come back. Okay, shkof for everyone for coming. It was, we weren't sure what we were going to have this year, you see.
Yeah. I work for the ADL.